HarperCollins presents Give Me the Child by Mel McGrath. Read by Adjoa Ando. Part 1. Then. Chapter 1. My first thought when the doorbell woke me was that someone had died, most likely Michael Walsh. I turned onto my side, pulled at the outer corners of my eyes to rid them of the residue of sleep, and blinked myself awake. It was impossible to tell if it was late or early, though the bedroom was as hot and muggy as it had been when Tom and I had gone to bed. Tom was no longer beside me. Now I was alone. We'd started drinking not long after Freya had gone upstairs. The remains of a bottle of Pinot Grigio for me, a glass or two of red for Tom. He always said white wine was for women. Just before 9, I called the Mandarin Hut. When the crispy duck arrived, I laid out 2 trays in the living room, opened another bottle, and called Tom in from the study. I hadn't pulled the curtains, and through the pink light of the London night sky, a cat's claw of moon appeared. The two of us ate, mostly in silence, in front of the TV. A ballroom dance show came on. Maybe it was just the booze, but something about the tight-muscled men and the frou-froued women made me feel a little sad. The cosmic dance. The grand romantic gesture. At some point, even the tight-muscled men and the frou-frou'd women would find themselves slumped together on a sofa with the remains of a takeaway and wine enough to sink their sorrows, wondering how they'd got there. Wouldn't they? Not that Tom and I really had anything to complain about, except maybe a little malaise, a kind of falling off.